Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody out there, amen, in the world. We ask that you, listen attentively as we give the word of God today. Amen. We are talking about the scriptures concerning baptism. Praise God. And we thank and praise God for all of you listening in again today. Praise God. And I apologize. Last week I wasn't on last week because we had an important meeting that I had to go to. And I really apologize. Amen. And I thank and praise God that and hope that you forgive me for that. Amen. I thank and praise God for all of you today. Amen. God loves you. It's not his will that any should perish, but all come into repentance. Friend, let me let you know, amen, that God loves you. We care about you. I want to give an honor to our Honorable Apostle C.A. Cowell and also our Honorable Giovanna to my Bishop, Agent M. Shaw. And then, Junior, we give honor also to our Florida and Southern Georgia Bishop also, Jonathan Brookshaw, and our provider, praise God. We give, amen, not our provider, but our presider, I'm sorry, our presider, praise God, Bishop R.J. McLeod. We thank and praise God for him and all of you today. And then let you know we love you. And we believe in continuing steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, praise God. Amen. If you don't have the doctrine of Christ and his apostles, amen, you don't have it. And I say, we are the Church of God, the Bible way. Amen. The church here in Tampa is Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bible way. Apostolic Church of God, the Bible way. Look at that. Amen. We're located at 4711 North 22nd Street, right here in the great city of Tampa, Florida, on a corner of Osborne and 22nd. All right, letting you know that we love you and we care about your soul today. Letting you know that God wants you to be baptized in Jesus' name, praise God. You know, a lot of people think and say that, you don't have to be baptized anymore. There's a lot of churches out there, they don't practice baptism. When Jesus said, all right, in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. A lot of people don't think that they could do this. They need to do it. But praise God, it's essential that you have water baptism and also the baptism of the Holy Ghost, praise God. So a lot of people don't understand that. But we're letting you know today that Jesus loves you and he cares for you. He died on the cross for you and suffered for you. But I'm letting you know today, praise God, amen, Peter, the man with the keys, amen, the man with the keys that Jesus gave the keys, who had a revelation that he was the Son of God, amen, and we know, amen, that Peter, amen, he the man with the keys, praise God, and he used it on the day of Pentecost, praise God, and we see here today, as we go and turn to Acts, amen, let's look at Acts 2. And 37. Go to Acts 2:37. Now listen here. As Peter had gotten up and preached, amen, he talked about Joel, the prophet from Joel, and then he went on and talked to him. All right, but here, amen, the people heard. And the Bible says, now when they heard this, it was pricked in their heart, meaning that they was convicted in their heart. Amen. And look what it says. And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Men and brethren, what shall we do? Look at that. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, not some of you, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then he says, the 39th verse, he says, for the promises unto you, all right, and to your children, and to all that was far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. So have you had that Pentecostal experience, friend? Amen. It's for you. Have you had the experience of speaking in tongues, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Praise God. That would give you rest. That would give you comfort. Amen. So that is the comforter. That is the rest that was spoken through the Bible. Amen. That Isaiah spoke to in Isaiah. Amen. So we see here that you need the rest of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. So we see here that you do it. Amen. Because the scripture tells us, amen, in Acts 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, amen, and in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing wind, mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Amen. See, the Holy Ghost comes in. They made that sound, praise God. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are living beneath your privilege. Praise God. You say you believe, but if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're living beneath your... And some people say, well, the Holy Ghost don't come like that again. Thank God I wasn't listening to them. Amen. The Holy Ghost comes in and it makes that sound. He begins to speak with them. And they appear... Listen to what it says. And they appeared unto them in cloven tongues like as a fire. Amen. And set upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Now look at that. Amen. So they're speaking in another language. Maybe they're speaking in the, see, if they was over there in Germany, or if they was over there in the hours of, you know, Patmos or any place out there where they was at, okay, where they was at, praise God, they came to Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost for that feast. And they come from all over the world, praise God. Amen. So they heard these disciples, and they speak with tongues, those about 120, and they were up in the upper room speaking in tongues, making a language, and speaking a language with those foreign countries, praise God. So we see here today that you need that experience. A lot of people don't have that experience, and going to churches, amen, they going doing all kinds of things, amen. That's why a lot of people don't have no guilty conscience a lot of times. The Holy Ghost will burn your conscience when you're going and doing wrong and so forth. So we see here today, amen, you need that guidance. You need that experience. You need the Holy Ghost, praise God. You need that to happen to you, praise God. And we see here that a lot of people, amen, they don't want to hear it, and they miss out on their blessing, amen, because the Holy Ghost is real. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is real. All right, but Peter said something else, amen. He said, amen, about, amen, the baptism, the water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ he was talking about, amen. So, and then you got to have that water baptism. You must have that water baptism. And then we see here today that you need the water baptism in Jesus' name. Because some people, if your preacher's not baptizing you, something's wrong. Amen. If you're not being baptized in your church, you need to come over to our church. You need to come over to the Church of God, the Bible Way. Amen. Jesus said through faith, Church of God, the Bible Way, here in Tampa. Come to the Church of God, the Bible Way, in Winter Haven or Lakeland, praise God. Come on down to Florida and get baptized. Amen. We will baptize you, amen, and put you down under the water, amen, and bring you up, in the name of Jesus Christ, meaning totally emerge all the way up under the water and bring you back up, praise God. So we see here today that you must go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, praise God. Now, all right, so some people say, well, you don't have to be baptized in water. You don't have to be baptized in Jesus' name. Well, let's call your attention over in Acts chapter 8. Amen. Acts chapter 8, praise God. We'll go over there. Amen. Acts chapter 8, around about the 16th verse. Amen. We're going to be going there. Amen. I want you to write this down, praise God. Amen. Acts chapter 8, and right at the 16th verse. The Bible says, for as yet he had not fallen on none of them, only they was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So if your church isn't baptizing you in the name of Jesus Christ, now what you can do, the scriptures that I'm giving to you, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. All right, you get your sheet of paper and run a line straight down in the middle of it. All right, on one side you put the baptism in Jesus' name, and we have all the scriptures. Amen, all the scriptures, amen, that we're talking about the baptism in Jesus' name. And on the other side, okay, on the other side, put in the titles, the wordings, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. All right? See, Jesus told them to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Well, in that case, you need to know what name to baptize in, praise God. A lot of people, they hear, preachers are doing what preachers are doing is actually reciting what Jesus said and not doing what Jesus say do. All right? So if you go to Matthew 28, amen, let's go there. Okay. Jesus said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. So anybody else got any power, they ain't got none. All right? Because Jesus got it all. Okay, now look what it says here. All right? It says here, amen, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name, singular now, all right, singular, not plural, all right, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Every father I know has a name. Everybody who is a father. Amen. It's like every uncle I know has a name. Amen. Every brother and son I know has a name. All right. Amen. Every husband has a name. So we see here today, all right, I mean, they have a proper name. All right, so we see that Jesus said, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So one must need to ask the question, praise God, what name is Jesus talking about? What name is Jesus talking about? Somebody must need to come to the conclusion and say, wait a minute now. Amen. What name Jesus is talking about? Because Father is a title, all right? Son is a title, all right? Okay, so, you know, you got to look and see what it is, all right? Amen. So we see here that the name that the disciples understood it to be was Jesus Christ, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. So when I carry a person down under the water, in the lake, in the river, amen. Amen. In a pool, in a big, huge tub, or whatever that is deep enough to baptize a person, always baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because that is the name that is above every name. There is no other name like the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 4 and 12. See? Amen. So we see here today. You can search it out. I'm in the book. Praise God. So we see here that you must come to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name. If Jesus' name is Jesus Christ, what shall the Father's name? Because let me show you something else. Amen. Years ago, Jacob, he wrestled. All right? He wrestled, amen, with a man. Amen. And as he wrestled with this man. Some people say angel or with the angel. Amen. He wrestled. Amen. When he wrestled, this angel told him, let me go. Amen. Some people say, turn me loose, but let me go. All right? And he said something. It was very interesting. All right? He gave Jacob the name of Israel. All right? But when Jacob was, all right, what is thy name? What is, you know, in other words, he said it's a secret. The name of Jesus was not supposed to be revealed until the time that it was revealed. All right, the name of Jesus Christ was hidden. Praise God. It was hidden through all those generations, all those years. Amen. Those years went by. But this name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, means Jehovah has become our Savior. God has become our Savior. I mean, Yahweh has become our Savior. It was God in Christ Jesus reconciling the world into himself. It was God looking through those eyes and doing those work. Even Jesus testified to it. Amen. In St. John 14. So we see here today that you need to see. Even Jesus. The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Think about it. In the 14th verse in St. John 1, and it said, the Word became flesh. Come on, somebody. Can't you see Jesus as Lord? Come on. Let your eyes be open, praise God. Let your eyes be open, amen, and see him. Praise God. Look, amen. My mother, she didn't know. Amen. My father, he didn't know, all right? But thank God I found out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. The preachers was baptizing them, saying Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but didn't pronounce what name the name of the Father is the Son. All right, I said, what is this? Amen. So in other words, you think about what is this? You know, here it is. You got to go down in the name of Jesus Christ. There's no other. There's one other baptism. Well, the Scripture talks about baptism as Moses went through the Red Sea as a type of baptism to the Jews, and actually that water. Amen. Save them. That water saved them. Amen. And scored the Egyptians in the 14th chapter of Exodus. Praise God. So if you read about it, you see they go through, amen, with water on, heaped up. I mean, built up with walls of water on the right and the left. Amen. That was considered a baptism to them. Amen. When they went over, praise God. Amen. And after that, the water, the Egyptians tried to pursue after them, and that water destroyed them. So the Egyptians were destroyed, but to Israel, it was salvation. Think about it, friend. That is something. Amen. So people don't understand that. Now, as we see, even in Noah's day, Noah, the water was salvation for him, but the other people, amen, that perish in that first world, amen, it was destruction, all right, to them. Amen, it destroyed them, wiped them out, amen. And you think about it, 8 people came out, amen, and those families, all right. So you see here that, amen, that was a form of baptism to them. So God uses water, all right. Now, as we go on, praise God, we go on, we see here, that you got to have the baptism in Jesus' name. How could you be called the name of Jesus? Amen. Amen. How could you be called within his family? If you don't have, everybody I know has a family name. And my family name is Braxton. Amen. Praise right now. Amen. That's what it is. And it is, you know, that's my last name. So we see it. I'm Elder Ernest Braxton. But guess what? Amen. They identify me by my last name. Amen. So we see here. Now, but as we go on, praise God, you got to go down in water baptism in Jesus' name. So the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. So that's the revelation that you need to catch. Praise God. All right, as we go on, praise God, we're going to go on to Acts 10. we go down to the Gentile house, which is called Cornelius. Amen. We go to Acts 10. Praise God. Acts 10. We'll see here. Amen. In Acts 10. Okay. We go to Acts 10. All right. And look at the 47 and 48 verse. All right. Okay, let's look at this here. Yeah, let's go on that. All right. Here's Peter down at the Gentile house called Cornelius. All right. Amen. And look what it says here. Well, let's go to 44 verse. Peter yet spake the word. He was surprised. The rest of the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard the word. Look at that. Amen. They was baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. They was baptized with the Holy Ghost. The Gentile was. The Holy Ghost was poured out onto them. And then look what it says. Okay, the 45th verse. It says, and they of the circumcision, which believed, were astonished. They were surprised. As many as came with Peter, because that only Gentiles, amen, the Holy Ghost. See, look what, only Gentiles were for the gift of the Holy Ghost. So they was baptized with the Holy Ghost. Have you been baptized with the Holy Ghost? And look what it says. How did they know? For they heard them speak with tongue, meaning languages from another area, amen, and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Think about it. They received the Holy Ghost just like the Jews did. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, not Father, not Son, not Holy Ghost, but in the name of the Lord. Praise God. So we see here, on that side, we see that that's in the scripture. When I found that they was baptizing wrong, I bailed out. But I found out these other churches, some of these churches, you know, the churches I was in, was baptized in saying Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and didn't know the name. It's time for me to go. It's time to go. Amen. Ain't that right? Because the blind leadeth the blind. That's what it is. So we see here today, and you both fall into a ditch. You might even go over a cliff. Amen. So I'm letting you know today that you got to do that. Amen. You got to have the baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. When your eyes get open, I was listening to one of our great apostles, and he was saying, amen, when your eyes are open, when you find the revelation, when you find the truth, and the real truth, nothing but the truth, and the revelation, you know, about Jesus Christ, who is Jesus Christ, and his name, amen, it's time to abandon that false ship that is sinking. And you need to get over and get baptized in Jesus' name. All right. As they see, we see here, it was baptized in the name of the Lord, which is Jesus Christ also. Okay. Now let us go, praise God, to Acts 19. All right. Acts 19. Now here's Paul. Amen. Let's look at that. Acts chapter 19. Now, if you need to find out what the apostles did. What did the apostles do? This is the acts of the apostles, the actions of the apostles. All right? If you look and see it and check it out, amen, you'll see what the apostles did. Amen. This will be carried on through all generations. Amen. Under this grace dispensation, this will be carried on throughout. Now, watch what it says. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, amen, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? So they haven't received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All right, but yet they were still, amen, shouting. They probably still clapping their hands and singing and so forth. Just like you find in most of the churches, you know, most of the churches nowadays, you know, they go in and have a form of godliness. Amen. And they, and that's what they know. That's what they know to be right. So, you know, you can't, you know, like I say, that's what they know until they find the revelation. They come to Elder Ernest Braxton. Amen. They come to Bishop Adrian Shaw to get it right. Amen. So we see here what it says. It says, look what it says. It says, and he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now, believing is very important, all right? Having faith and believing is very important. Most Baptist churches and most Methodist churches, most churches say they believe and they have faith and all that, all right? But they don't have the Holy Ghost, all right? It's not a chill, not something that sneak a peek on you, that sneak up on you. All right, now watch what it says, all right? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether that be in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what's happening in these churches. They don't know. Young people don't know. You ask somebody, you know, you go shake the preacher's hand and vote them in all you want. They don't know. Amen. They don't know. You know, you ask them, have you received the Holy Ghost? You got the Holy Ghost? They don't know what that is. What's that? That's what they'll say. And he said unto them, this is what Paul is in verse 3. Look what it said. He said, and he said unto them, unto whom were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. So their baptism was under their baptism by under John's baptism, that formula. Okay, now watch what it says here. Paul said, John verily baptized, amen, with, you know, with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, and that is on Christ Jesus. Now, when they heard this, they didn't fuss with Paul, like some of you might disagree with me. They didn't disagree with him. All right, they didn't fight. They didn't give him no bad words. Of people say, "Oh, that man, you don't know what you're talking about." And all this, you know. But when they heard this, all right, what happened? Look at the fifth verse. And when they heard this, they was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Should I rest my case, friend? Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? Amen. Other scriptures I want to give you. I don't have much time, but we thank and praise God for y'all. Look here. You go to Romans 6, 3 and 4. Okay. 1 Corinthians 1, 12 and through the 15th verse. Galatians 3 and 27. Colossians 2, 11. And 12. All right. I hope you've written those down. All right. I hope you've written those down. The Bible says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You got to do all in the name of Jesus Christ. That means, amen, you need to have it, pray. Amen. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians 3 and 12. You need to do it, friend. Come to the Apostolic Church, the Church of God, the Bible way. Amen. Jesus saved through faith. I'm Elder Braxton. Amen. Ernest Braxton, letting you know we love you and we care about your soul. Praise God. Thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. Give an honor to all the people, all the pastors, all the Churches of God, the Bible way in Numbers, and all the elders and the district elders and all that, and all the rest of the brothers and sisters, amen, that is out there. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God for you. And then, you know, we love you and we care about your soul. Go down in baptism in Jesus' name. Go get the filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. We thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Bless the people that ears to hear. Lord, we thank you today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.